Hey guys, and welcome to this next episode of History in the House. Today we're going to go over your Reconstruction vocab definitions. So we're going to start out with the three amendments that you guys need to know for this unit. The 13th Amendment, the 14th Amendment, and the 15th Amendment. The 13th Amendment officially makes slavery illegal in the United States. The 14th Amendment basically says that if you are born in the United States, you are automatically a citizen. So at this point in history, pretty much all slaves were born in the United States. They were fifth or sixth generation slaves. So that automatically gave them citizenship. So all slaves became citizens automatically. It also gave them equal protection under the law. So that means that they got the same protections when it came to trials and arrests and all that stuff as anybody else. The 15th Amendment gives slaves the right to vote. Specifically, it says that every citizen has the right to vote, and because of the 14th Amendment, slaves are now citizens, and that means that they can vote. Amnesty. This is an official pardon for people who have been convicted of political offenses. So it's basically getting somebody off the hook for a crime. The Freedmen's Bureau. This is a U.S. federal government agency which tried to help change American society after the Civil War in the Confederate States and give help to African Americans in the South. Black Codes. These are laws passed in the southern states intending to restrict these new freedoms of African Americans. They basically said, look, we understand these are the laws, but we still don't like African Americans down here, and we want to do whatever we can to circumvent these laws. The poll tax. This restricted voting rights for African Americans in the South. It's basically like one of the black codes. It basically said that if people showed up to the polls, they could only vote if their grandfather had the right to vote. And of course, slaves, grandfathers, didn't have the right to vote. It also gave what was called a literacy test. So if you couldn't read or write certain amounts of text, then they wouldn't let you vote, which also excluded the African Americans because they had no education at this time. And on top of that, we had Jim Crow laws, which basically segregated all public spaces, bathrooms, restaurants, all sorts of stuff, made African Americans have to not use white facilities. And finally, we had lynching. This was the hanging, a legal hanging of African Americans. Thanks for listening to this episode.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.